The next patient is Josephine Turner. The last name is T-U-R-N-E-R. Clinical case of a 76-year-old African-American female that is a patient of Dr. Lim, L-I-M, that has been referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 4. This patient has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension. During the last visit, the patient was changed to benazepril amlodipine 5 milligrams POBID. She has been taking carbidolol 25 milligrams POBID, and she is taking furosemide 40 milligrams every other day, and hydralazine 50 milligrams POBID. Today, she comes for a follow-up of the condition, the blood pressure log that the patient brings to the office. It's excellent blood pressure. The majority, the vast majority of the time is 134 over 63, 145 over 65, 128 over 50, and with a heart rate in the 60s. In the laboratory workup that was done on February the 26th, the patient shows a serum creatinine that went down to 1.73, a BUN of 30, an estimated GFR of 30.3. Interestingly, the excretion of protein is within normal range. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. The patient is CKD stage 3B. We are going to advise the patient to take the hydralazine just two times a day, and eventually the idea is to stop the use of this medication. Number two, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Number three, the patient has hyperlipidemia that has been under control. The serum cholesterol is 188, the LDL is 92, the HDL is 84. This patient had a cardiac catheterization without a significant coronary artery disease that was done in 2020. Following number, the patient has alterations in the cardiac rhythm that is treated by cardiology. Following number, Barrett's esophagus that has been asymptomatic. The patient is feeling better. The amount of the fluid retention in the lower extremities is still present. We are going to follow the fluid restriction and the administration of the diuretic, and we will monitor. Still, we don't know if it is related to the administration of amlodipine. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The patient has the renal ultrasound scheduled for tomorrow. I spend a 10-minute review in the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, 7 minutes with the documentation.